This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police fired volleys of tear gas as protesters hurled bricks during clashes in a rural Hong Kong town Saturday, as several thousand activists gathered to protest an attack by suspected triad gang members at a train station last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station, hours after protesters had marched through central Hong Kong and defaced China's liaison office. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Russian police cracked down hard on a demonstration in Moscow. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. They also stormed the video studio of Russia's most prominent opposition figure, Alexei Navalny.
That is AP's Ben Thomas reporting. This is VOA News. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said on Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the protest camp, not the sit-in itself. The prosecutors put the death toll at 87. Protesters say that 127 people were actually killed. U.S. President Donald Trump and on Saturday at a prominent congressman who's been a strong critic of Mr. Trump's handling of the migration crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president's comments were racist attacks. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Representative Elijah Cummings chairs the House Oversight Committee, which is conducting multiple investigations into the president's governmental dealings. In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump called Cummings a brutal bully after the congressman's public tongue-lashing of top Homeland Security officials over conditions for migrants detained along the southern border. Trump says the border is clean and well-run, but calls Cummings' majority black Baltimore district a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess, accusing the congressman of ignoring it. In his own tweet, Cummings notes that he goes home to his district every day and says while it's his constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, it's his moral duty to fight for his constituents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Bahrain executed Saturday three men convicted in two separate cases, one involving the killing of a police officer, the other killing of a mosque imam, according to the public prosecutor. The prosecutor's statement, which did not identify any of the men, said two of them were convicted for crimes, including using an assault rifle to kill a police officer in 2017 and attacks orchestrated by what it called Iran-based ringleaders. The third executed man was convicted of killing an imam in 2018. At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in militant attacks. Six soldiers were killed when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol near a security post in North Waziristan region. And four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Balochistan province. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.